Welcome, everyone, to the Accounting Influencers Podcast. This is the show that is produced for those of you in the profession who want to improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work and ultimately make your firm really fly.
I'm Rob Brown, and with my fellow host, Martin Bissett, we're going to help you cut through the crap and the noise and the hype that's out there to bring you the very best interviews, insights, and wisdom from some of the most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Rob Brown here. And we've got another action-packed episode this week, haven't we, Martin? What's coming up in the news?
In the news, Rob, we are looking at something that's taking hold in the accounting profession for the very first time. There is a new force, and there's a new wave of commerciality coming through the profession that is going to shake everything up. What is it? Well, we'll tell you more about it in the news section.
Excellent. Yeah, we have a regular news section where we ask Martin what's caught his eye, what's the latest, or did you miss this so that you are informed and educated? Our next segment is our special guest interview, and we're going to have Kevin Lord of Free Agent. Free Agent are making some waves, Martin, aren't they? And it's great to showcase them on this show.
They're getting more and more known throughout the profession, and they're starting to show what they're all about in terms of the functionality of their platform. So it'll be good to hear from Kevin on this one.
And after that, we've got your favourite bit, which is your soapbox, where we ask you, what's your beef and what's on your mind? Quickly give us a quick preview, Martin.
Yeah, we're going to have a look this time at accounting practices and who do they listen to and why throughout all the years. So when there's 100 people competing for a managing partner's attention or a firm owner's attention, how do 3 and 4 of them do it and everybody else go by the wayside? Who do accountants listen to and why? That's what we'll be talking about in the soapbox.
Looking forward to that one. And finally, we've got our special expert interview with Caroline Hobden of Accountex. That's one of the best events on the calendar, isn't it, Martin?
I think Accountex is probably the biggest show in Europe now for accountants. And I get to talk to Caroline, who is the, I guess, avatar, we'd say, of the whole Accountex movement. And we'll be finding out what's new from Diversified, what we can expect to see from future Accountex shows, and how the virtual shows went while we had the lockdown COVID period.
Brilliant. It's going to be a fantastic show, and let's get right on with it. And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, one of the things people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where did they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That's Centre for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. So that's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
So Martin, you always have a keen eye on the news. What's happening this week in the accounting and fintech world?
You know what? It's deja vu all over again. If I can take you back a few years, the better part of 20 years, in fact, we had a situation in the UK accounting market where we had the rise of the consolidator.
Yeah.
And there was three major names at this time. We had Numerica, we had Vantis, and we had Tennant, who were generally buying up firms who had no succession plan in place, but had an attractive book of clients. And they're doing a lot of it in shares, not in cash, because they didn't have the cash. And all three models, I think it's fair to say, failed. And what we're seeing in the news this week is an increasing presence in private equity funding the acquisitions of accounting firms. And this is different. Same idea. We're an accounting firm that believes it has itself a national brand and has tech and procedure that it can apply to just about any practice anywhere. Going national, that's the same as it was. What's different is that exiting partners are now being offered heavy cash incentives to go away. And that's the big thing for me, Rob, because at this moment in time now, I'm seeing deals done on a 60-20-20 basis, meaning that the partners or the shareholders in an accounting firm that is selling itself out are seeing 60% of the value of their firm up front in cash. Now, that hasn't happened before in 20 and 20. And this is done in part to get the old school partners out of the way as quickly as possible and not retain them as consultants, which is the historical model. Now, this has been made possible because private equity firms are seeing that there's a return to be had within the accounting firm. What's fascinating this time, Rob, is that they're not seeing it in the general book of compliance work. They're not seeing it in the accounts and tax returns. That's not what they're buying. They're buying predominantly the corporate finance book and, more importantly, the corporate finance potential within that firm.
Got it.
Now, where this goes next that I think any firm listening to this has got to be very aware of is that this acquisition process is now replacing old school accounting partners who generally were partners because they'd served their time but were still technical professionals with commercial board level leadership. Your marketing director, your sales director, your CFO, your CEO, your COO. And it's putting far more of a board that we would see in any other business into an accounting firm. Now, that means that that firm, if they are your competitor, they're now a whole lot more savvy about how to generate leads, about how to take away your clients off you, and about how to get their prices and profitability up. That's what makes it newsworthy.
And they're going to get more aggressive, aren't they? Because private equity investors want their pound of flesh, don't they? They want their return.
The big relaxation in what accounting firms could and couldn't do in the United Kingdom came in November 2001 in terms of marketing and what they were able to do from a marketing perspective. And that just changed the face of the profession at that time. And there's been several further relaxations since then in the code of conduct guidelines. But you're absolutely right. A commercial board answering to a ultimate set of shareholders is going to have to deliver a return. And you know those numbers are not going to be conservative.
And from what I'm seeing, Martin, it's not just the accounting firms that these PE companies are investing in. It's the whole fintech ecosystem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The play is to bring everything together. And we've seen that in various situations where one particular private equity firm has got their finger in the pie of lending, a finger in the pie of practice management, a finger in the pie of actual practices, a finger in the pie of different types of analytical software, and so on. And the question in the minds of the listeners right now should be, so where does this all end up and how quickly and how does it affect me?
Wow. Yeah, it's going to roll on. And interesting times that we're in. There's certainly going to be more consolidation, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. More consolidation, but more money coming into the profession and more commercialization of the management of firms. And that's only possible if there's a return to be seen. So for the independent practice right now, the question is, right, stage one, protect our clients. Stage two, win some more. Stage three, check profitability levels.
Brilliant. That's great, Martin. Look forward to next week's news.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, it's our special guest slot, and I'm delighted to have with me today Kevin Lord from Free Agent. Good day, Kevin.
Hi, Rob. Thanks very much for the invitation. Long-term listener, first-time caller. So,
yes, that's a great phrase. We love that. Hey, Kevin, for the benefit of people that may not have come across you, just tell us what you do there at Free Agent.
My role at Free Agent is head of practice education.
That sounds very glamorous.
And it's not. I wish it was. My role really is to look at the accounting industry and the marketplace out there and try and simplify the language and pass on the information and expertise to our accounting partners and potential partners, really about digitization, the tools out there to help the changing legislative landscape, and then provide them the resources that they might need as a business to help them move forward.
You bring up a good point already. The landscape is changing for accounting firms out there. There's a lot of legislation, regulation, digitalization. What kind of shape generally do you feel the accounting profession is in at the moment, coping with all of this?
I think at the minute, Rob, I think we're right in the midst of a perfect storm.
Right.
Legislative changes, like you say, so in the UK, making tax digital is a very real issue that's on the horizon in the next 2 or 3 years, which means that accountants need to move away from pen and paper spreadsheets almost to keeping digital records and digital submissions. But then you've now also got the rise of passion economy or younger business owners with probably smaller incomes or smaller turnovers, but they're data hungry they live in a society that is data-driven, whether that be pandemic, you know, we get stats and data thrown at them at all angles, and it just becomes a normality. But I also think a rise of consumerism, if I could be so blunt, standards and expectations are rising. And if accountants aren't moving with those expectations, then their clients quite happily go somewhere else that do make those expectations. So I think we're in a real pivotal moment, I should say. You know, legislation's pushing them one way, clients are pushing them kind of in the same direction, but it's all happening quite quickly, Rob, and time isn't standing still.
And presumably Free Agent as an organisation, you're evolving all the time, you're investing a lot in research and development, but you can't go faster than the accountants can adopt, surely.
No, and that's just it. You know, certainly since I've been at Free Agent, which is 7 years now, do you know what? I've seen a lot of change, but our message is still the same. We're excellent for small businesses, but we are an end user tool to help them run their business, but you need advice at the end.
Talk to us about the future of Free Agent, Kevin. Another 7 years, maybe. What's on the horizon for the company?
So I don't see us going away from the small business, or micro business that we like to call it, but I can genuinely see us doubling down on the accountants channel and really trying to be a true support mechanism and a true tool for accountants to use. I think our approach to banking is unique because we get access to banking technology sooner rather than later. I can see the banking world and cloud accounting world sort of smashing together and using the insights that we know about the clients converged with the banking transactions to give more powerful information to accountants.
You love talking to accountants and people in this ecosystem, Kevin. If people want to reach out, have a conversation with you, what's a good way for them to talk to you?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, so search me out at KevLord86. And that's definitely my Twitter handle as well. Facebook, I'm at Accountex North at the end of this month. I'll be speaking there as well with a number of people that we know, Rob. I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, please reach out. I am deeply passionate about this. I see so many brave young people starting businesses and they need that helping hand. And the only people that can give them it really are the accountants and bookkeepers that know the numbers, that have the experience and hear it from so many different people. But let the software guys help you streamline your processes so that you could give that advice and don't get bogged down in paperwork. I think that's my message to everyone.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Lord from Free Agent, that's been excellent. Thanks so much for those words of inspiration and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Anytime.
So, Martin, I know I usually give you the soapbox slot, but I've just been asked a question recently about who has the voice of the accounting profession and who do accountants listen to? And knowing you, you've got an opinion on this, haven't you?
Well, it's in tribes, well, essentially. And I guess if I'm going to have a rant about this, here's how I describe it. I'm in my 23rd year at the time of recording this in the accounting profession. When I came in, the institutes held the narrative.
Yeah, the regulatory bodies, the associations.
Absolutely. So whether it was the ICAW or the ACCA or CIMA or AAT or whoever you were part of as part of an international association or network, that's who you turn to for your signposts. Who do I use for this? Who's good for that? Who would you recommend in this scenario? You know, whether it was M&A or whether it was sales growth, whatever it happened to be. And that's who held the narrative for a very long time. And just as I was coming in, there was this slow, gradual, but very noticeable shift to what I would call the evangelist, you know, or the avatar leader. And the original ones of these are names that perhaps some of our more seasoned veteran listeners will know well, which was the Chris Fredricksons and the Paul Dunns.
The gurus.
And the gurus, the David Maesters and that sort of thing. And then sort of after that, you've got a second generation of Steve Pipes and Gordon Gilchrist and Ian Fletchers. These are all people that I hold in esteem and I learned from greatly myself.
And other gurus in your particular country are available.
That's right. You can choose your own guru, of course. All the gurus are available.
But you're right. They were trying to grab the voice or the ear of the accountant, weren't they, and shape things.
On a worldwide level.
Yeah.
You know, so they weren't just concentrating on their own geographies. There was then this shift to the software companies.
Yeah.
You know, which largely spearheaded by Xero.
Vendors driving the agenda, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who started to tell you who was good? And we started listening to them in terms of who we should take notice of. And now I see it's broken into tribes. And each of us, whether we are a software company or whether we are institutes or whether we are a particular guru or expert, we have ourselves a little tribe. And our followers may well be a member of several tribes, but they tend to prefer one over the rest. And they will, over time, cancel their memberships on the other ones and stick with one of us. And I'm finding now that accounting firms aren't doing very much due diligence as to who they should be following. So if a trusted voice says use them, that's it. The thinking is over. And that's what leads to problems. That's what leads to accounting firms then telling somebody else, oh, yeah, we tried this previously and it didn't work. Yeah, that's because you didn't check out the person you were listening to. So my soapbox rant for this one, Rob, is all about track record. Because I think whether you are a guru or expert, whether you're a trainer or an M&A person, or whether you are a software expert, whatever you are, the very first thing that should come through their mind is prove it.
Yeah.
Prove your excellence. Prove your track record. Don't show me the one time one firm did something. Everyone's got one of those. Everyone's got one success.
Yeah.
You know, what about the person who's done it for years at every level of firm in plenty of different countries or territories, in plenty of different economic scenarios, in boom times, in bust times, in recessions, and in major sort of bull and bear markets? Who has done it no matter what? And you don't find too many of those. You don't find too many, certainly, organizations or personalities, evangelists, who can show a long track record. And for me, accountants can save a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of hassle by doing a wee bit of due diligence on which voices in the market they listen to based on the track record.
I can see another rant coming on another week about what exactly is an evangelist and an influencer. But I was just thinking, Martin, as you were speaking, in terms of one person or one body having the ear of the accountant, do accountants go to different places for different things like career advice, professional development, CPD, CPE, technical stuff? And is it a blend of advisors speaking into the mind of the accountant?
It's definitely a blend. I don't know of anybody that has a one-size-fits-all kind of message, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely a blend. But I think where I see the most pitfalls for an accounting firm is when they blindly follow somebody's marketing solution, business development solution, HR solution, pricing solution.
And that's sold to them as a silver bullet or a one-hit wonder, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And they fall for it.
Every time. And many successive generations. And that's because no one bothers to do due diligence to say, okay, show me not one other person, not five other people. Show me 20.
Yeah.
I might not talk to any of them, but prove that you've got them.
That's interesting.
And I'd love to see, and I include myself in this, obviously, I'd love to see far more scrutiny of those who put themselves forward as being experts or gurus or advisors to say, okay, show me the ROI, show me the metrics, show me the tangibles of the improvement you've created in practices' lives, then I'll listen to you.
Yeah, fair enough. Same for the vendors as well. Shows the ROI on using your software. Listen, you wonderful people who are subscribing to our podcast, if you're an accountant in practice, who do you listen to? Leave us a message. You'll hear the link at the end of this podcast. We'd love to know your views on where you go for certain information and who has your ear. But thanks for that rant, Martin. We'll check in with you next week about what's got your beef.
So now we come to the part of the show that I love the best, which is the expert interview. And I am delighted to be joined today by Caroline Hobden, whose official title is Portfolio Director at Diversified, with a specific responsibility for AccountX, which most of our listeners will know all about. But let's face it, she is the new voice and face of AccountX. She is the avatar and guru and leader for AccountX. So that's the title I'm going to give to her for this. But Caroline, thank you very much for being with us and for joining us for this interview.
Thank you so much. And I absolutely love that new job title you've given me. I'm not sure it's going to fit on a business card, but I'm going to try my best. So thank you.
It'll fit on your LinkedIn profile.
There you go.
So, Karen, you know, I'd love to know about your journey that brought you to AccountX, because as I understand it, there is some accounting background in the family. But also at the same time, you were filling some pretty big shoes. You know, a lot of us know Zoe Lacey Cooper, your predecessor, very well. She very much established AccountX and she's got massive feet. So that's why the big shoes are there. So, you know, I need to ask that, what and how did you come to be the head and the face and the avatar for AccountX?
My journey to becoming the Portfolio Director of AccountX is a slightly interesting one. I started in events over 20 years ago, organising, always organised trade shows. I've been very passionate about it for a very, very long time. I started working for Diversified Communications about 8-9 years ago, working with a similar field where they had a very much, it was a profession. I'm very familiar with CPD points. I was dealing mostly with surveyors. So it was quite an interesting switch. I've been working at the company for the same amount of time that the wonderful Zoe Lacey Cooper, who you mentioned, was there for. She's a wonderful friend of mine. And you know, in the background, I very much enjoyed watching all the amazing things that she and the team did with Accountex from the days when they bought it first off from Prism.
Yes.
And so always in the background, watching all the wonderful things they were doing, thinking they were amazing, quite jealous of the journey they were going on. My show wasn't quite going on that same trajectory. And then, you know, shock horror, we were all absolutely gobsmacked when Zoe handed a notice and she's gone on to work on the other side of the fence for a client. And you're right, they were very big shoes to fill. You know, it was a very domineering thought to even put myself forward for the role, but you know, I did. I'm very, very pleased that I did. Even just from the first moment of research before my interview, I loved it, looking into all these amazing companies. And you're right, there is some family background for me. I have been surrounded by accountants my entire life. My father, brother, and husband, all accountants. Two of them are ICAEW affiliations, and one is ACCA, which for years has been an interesting topic of conversation around the dinner table. But now I feel like I can actually join the conversation as well. So that's all good for me. I was incredibly lucky, I think, to be given the job, and I'm 5-6 months into the role. In that time, we've developed 5 virtual events, and I'm delighted to say, are back to planning in-person live events. So I'm loving every second.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, COVID is still with us, but it no longer restricts us. In-person events are back. Accountex is back. And it's coming to my neck of the woods, to Manchester, I think on September 20th and 21st, if I'm not mistaken. And I understand that it's bigger than the previous Accountex North in 2019. What can we expect, Caroline, from this new and returning Accountex show in Manchester?
Absolutely. We're going to be at Manchester Central on the 20th to the 21st of September. In the lead up to the show, you know, we weren't really sure what the appetite would be from our clients. And I'm very pleased to say that we had an absolute final surge for exhibition stands. So we are sold out.
Okay.
So there'll be close to 90 exhibition stands at Accountex Summit North. We are expecting 1,200 visitors over 2 days. And there's a very good reason why we have extended Accountex Summit North for this year only to a 2-day event, just to ensure that we cater for the social distancing and to make sure our clients are comfortable. We've wanted to spread it out over 2 days. We're letting delegates in for either day. The program is repeated on both days, and the exhibitors will obviously be there for the both days. You're right, it's going to hopefully be bigger and better than ever. There's an amazing program in place with some fantastic sessions going on. And all I'm hearing every time I see anybody is, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get back to Accountex, the North version, which is happening obviously in September, and London that's happening next year.
So whether it's the show or whether it's you, where can they find more details about Accountex and about Caroline?
So if you want more details about Accountex, about any of our products, you just need to go to our website, accountex.co.uk. If you'd like to contact me in any way, I am on LinkedIn, Caroline Hobden on LinkedIn and Twitter. Please do get in touch.
On that note, Caroline Hobden of Diversified, thank you very much for your time to be part of this expert interview, and I look forward to being at the next Accountex.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll already have the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today. Well, what a show that was. We've come to the end of it, folks. Thanks for joining us today. We covered a lot of ground, Martin. And we certainly got your take on what's shaping the accounting profession and allowing a bit of consolidation, a bit of merging and acquisition with the extra money that's coming in.
It's been a very varied show, Rob, this time. And I hope from a listener point of view, you're getting a nice broad view of what's going on in the profession at large. And I think one of my big insights or takeaways from this show has been how the accounting profession has become more and more commercialized over the next few years. You know, we've been used to technical professionals graduating through their time in a firm, becoming partners, and then generally the next generation coming up there and taking over when it's their time. And that's what's being shook up now, as we saw in our news item. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about that in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, I love the interview with Kevin Lord, a free agent, the international plans that they've got, the way that that company has grown in the fintech space. There's some really exciting things coming out of free agent, isn't there?
There is indeed. And I think given their owners, they're set for big things as well because they have all the resource they need.
Now, you really let rip on your rant this week, Martin, on what accountants listen to and who has their ear. Have you come down from your soapbox yet?
Do I ever? No, I haven't, and I'll be back on it for next week's show, even if I did.
Yeah, well, accountants, there's so many conflicting messages you get in, and who's driving your agenda and who do you really listen to? Hopefully you've got some good views there on the different stakeholders and who's got a vested interest in you taking some action. And finally, well, what an interview with Caroline Hodden. She's taken over the Accountex portfolio there at Diversified, and what a passionate, excited person she is.
Caroline has huge shoes to fill in terms of succeeding Zoe. For those of you who go to Accountex, you'll know that Zoe Lacey Cooper was the face, voice, and heartbeat of Accountex for so many years. And Caroline, extremely experienced though she is, was coming into a new arena, and she's taken the whole thing in a stride.
Yeah. Well, as usual, we encourage some feedback from our listeners. So please go to say hi, sayhi.chat/AIP, Accounting Influencers Podcast. And there you can leave us a message. Who do you think accountants should listen to? And what do you feel about private equity in the accounting space? And we'd also encourage you to visit our sponsors, our partners, because they're great supporters of the show and they've got some great things that they want to share with you. Until next week, have a fantastic week and go and make a change. Bye-bye.